We were sort of just throwing things around, hanging out in Amelia's bedroom, and Mountain Man kind of stuck, you know?
If you went by their name, you might expect Mountain Man to be pretty different than what it is. This trio of whispery-voiced women in their early 20s have sweet close harmonies and traditional songs that call to mind early Gillian Welch and the Roaches much more than Grizzly Adams. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The three members of Mountain Man met at Bennington, a small liberal arts college in Vermont. They've only been together a couple of years, but they found their sound early on. Effortless harmonies, traditional melodies, and an austere, dreamy quality. They captured that sound on their debut album, Made the Harbor, which they recorded in a turn-of-the-century ice cream parlor. And it's been well received by critics who are describing it as moving and verdant. We're always thrilled to find an artist when they're just starting out, and when I talked with Mountain Man in Studio A, I asked them all about making their debut. Tell us about how the record came together, because I know you guys were singing together for a while, and then was there a turning point? Was there something where it was like, hey, you know, this is pretty good, and let's put this to tape?
Well, we started singing together like almost 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and I think like on our third or fourth band practice, we started talking about a tour, mm-hmm. and then everything just sort of happened very quickly. Like we got off of our West Coast tour, and Alex and I bombed across the United States of America in my now deceased car, Dolores.
Oh, poor Dolores.
And so we drove cross country in 3 days and went to Philly and recorded Made the Harbor in two in like a day and a half. And then we had to run back to school.
Your backgrounds? Is it theater? Is it music? Choir? What were your backgrounds in your training for this? Because not just anyone can pull that off.
Choir? Church choir?
Mm-hmm. I grew up in a singing family.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sang a lot with my mom in the car, and I had a little maroon tape player that I carried with me everywhere when I was little and listened to Celine Dion and Mariah Carey.
But you chose not to go down that road, necessarily.
Well, I haven't yet shut that road off.
Not yet. And for you guys, Mountain Man, who are like the vocal harmony groups? Who are the ones that you hold in high regard? If any. I mean, maybe that's not...
I've been listening to Bulgarian choir music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Bulgarian women's TV and radio choir, whatever.
Yeah, they did the mind-blowing. Yeah, they did the backup vocals on that Kate Bush record.
Sensual World.
Sensual World. Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Yeah, they're really good.
You must be some kind of holy father, son, and father only son. I grow 1,000 feet tall. I grow 1,000 feet. I fall 1,000 feet. I rise like sun. I'm lonely father, son, and father only one. One, you must be some kind of peace of father, son, and father, son, his son. I grow 1,000 feet tall. I grow 1,000 feet, fall 1,000 feet. I rise like sun, and rise like sun, and father, son, and father, son, and father, only one, one, one.
You must be some kind of holy father, son, and father, only son. I grow 1,000 feet.
Fall 1,000 feet, I rise like sun, I'm sun, I'm lonely, father, son, and father, only one, one.
Mountain Man, live with Holy Father and Loon Song. The album is Made the Harbor. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Hear our complete interview and performance in the archives at WFUV.org.